Well, hello, guys. Now, do Femons lie? Well, all the time I've known Femons throughout my life, yes, they lie. They don't just stretch the truth. They outright lie. So here's a Femon here who's now, I believe, 83 years of age. And way back when, she was a singer. And she was given the Order of Canada in 1997. Because of the work she did with the Indigenous people and her Indigenous heritage. But she has just been stripped of the Order of Canada. It was found out she was lying about her heritage. But of course she says she didn't lie, and they've got it wrong. Yeah, I don't think they'd take the Order of Canada away unless they had irrefutable proof. And it's funny, when Femons get caught lying, they still lie. I guess they think if they say it enough, it's got to be true. It's like when a man hands a Femon he's with a DNA test that the child he's been bringing up that she said was his is in fact isn't. And yet she'll still lie and say that must be wrong. They will protect themselves above all else. They don't seem to have enough character to admit that they lied. You see, Femons don't only lie about the small things. And of course, they're willing to take the lie to their deathbed, too. They seem to have low integrity and very, very low morals. And thank God for the police body cams. We've seen loads of them, haven't we? A Femon gets stopped from some traffic offence. And the first thing she does is lie. When that doesn't work, of course, it's the tears next. Like I said before, videos don't lie. Femons do. Now here's another quick news item. Yes, you've got two. Here's a quick video of a police car with a Femon driving. And it has an accident. The police car with the Femon driving sideswiped a car and then turned upside down. There was only minor cuts and bruises. This is in the UK, by the way. Whereas, you know, the police force has gone completely woke and is a laughingstock of the world. Because it's been feminized. But the Femon police officer said that she had to swerve for a fox or a badger. The police studied this video, and thank God there was one, and found that there was no badger, there was no fox. In fact, nothing ran out in front of her car at all. She just swerved over and hit the car, probably because she wasn't paying attention. And they've actually fired her, not because of the accident, but because she lied. And it's not becoming of a police officer. But once again, it's video proof. The Femons wouldn't do the right thing and then tell the truth, would they hardly ever? And of course, what worries me is Femons are in positions everywhere now. There's a big push to put Femons into everything and promote them. Well, does that mean they're not going to lie anymore? Of course they are. They will lie to protect themselves every time. Regardless of whoever else is collateral damage. Lies, deceit, extortion. They've weakened the army, the navy, the police force, the fire brigade. And there's so much evidence that proves that Femons lie. I myself don't believe a word that comes out of most Femons' mouths. When I was a real young man, I believed everything a Femon said, of course. But my experience has showed me completely different. Anyway, guys, what do you think? You know, some of your experiences. Do Femons lie or not? Let me know. Take it easy.